continue to succeed. And today, we can keep on winning.
Paid for by Jim Runstad for Michigan Republican Party State Chairman.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, February 5th, 2025 edition. Again, if you think you know a young person, especially if they live right now in the Sault Ste. Marie area or any part of the eastern part of the UP, have them give Dr. Jeff a call, set up an interview, make application. He needs two people to become vet techs, basically nurses, to him and the other veterinarian doctors operating out of Sioux Animal Hospital. Phone number again, Sioux St. Marie, area code 906-635-5910. Greatly appreciate if you help recruit and find a good worker for him. Two of them, actually. He's going to start paying them benefits, retirement plan, as they are being trained. And he's going to pay for the training, the actual online training courses that they have to go through to become a vet tech. And hopefully they'll enjoy working with Jeff and all the other people there. Huge team of folks he has at the Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie. Right now, I would like to ask you to join me in this prayer for my wife, Victoria Bishop. Last night, she broke down and emotionally was very upset, crying about this whole process that she's going through. Almost to the point where she said, "I wish I didn't do it." Well, it's too late now. So, Lord, Father God, I ask that you give Victoria strength. Give her the power to persevere over this pain, over these expander things in her body, giving her the strength and the ability to deal with it. We're meeting with her doctor today, Lord, as you know, 2 o'clock this afternoon in Traverse City, to get some advice from him, and also to remove the tubes and suction devices that are draining the bloody fluid out of her body. Father, we ask that the biopsy that was done on Friday of the little lump on her lung comes back today as being benign. We're hoping to hear the results today, and that it's not the breast cancer expanding into her lung. Father, we ask that you absolutely put your hand of healing and recovery on Vicky and give her doctors guidance and the ability to spend time to explain this to her properly so she can continue to deal with her decisions she's made medically to her body. We ask and pray for all of this. We ask also for the forgiveness of our sins. We are so thankful for everything that you're doing for us, this radio station, and we absolutely thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. If you join me in that prayer, I greatly appreciate it. Again, about 2 o'clock this afternoon, hold her up in prayer, think about her, greatly appreciate it. Well, I'm going to shift to Washington first in this remaining portion of this segment, before we go to Lansing. However, the quote of the day from MERS News Service yesterday came from Jeff Timmer. He's a political consultant and co-host of A Republic, If You Can Keep It podcast on Twitter. Now, one thing you have to understand about Jeff Timmer, he claims to be a Republican. However, he absolutely hates Donald Trump. He was a never-Trumper all the way back to 2015 when Donald Trump and Melania Trump came down the escalator in Trump Tower. He hated Donald Trump and everything he stood for. He's totally against Make America Great Again agenda, totally against tariffs, totally against his roughshodding over everybody this time around. This administration is Donald Trump not giving a dang about anybody's feelings, doesn't care about the swamp in Washington, doesn't care about history of these bureaucratic agencies. He is doing it his way. And he's doing it with lightning speed. More executive orders than any other president in our recent history. Yet he's still working with Congress, both the House and the Senate, but he is not stopping. His foot is on the pedal and there's no brakes. Many are claiming that he's completely out of control, threatening Canada and Mexico with tariffs. Well, that one-day event caused both Canada and Mexico to send troops to the borders. Trudeau sending troops to the northern border with Canada. The president of Mexico sending 10,000 troops to the southern border with Mexico. Donald Trump says, okay, you do that, and I'll suspend the tariffs for 30 days. If I don't see the results, if I don't see it working, the tariffs are going in place because you're not doing enough. Keep those people in Mexico. Keep those drugs and fentanyl and all the other things in Mexico. Do not allow it to come into our country. You do 25% tariff on any export out of your country into America, you'll be paying us hundreds of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars. This is going to be huge. He hit China with a tariff of 10%. They retaliated and issued tariffs on our products going into China. Who cares? We don't sell hardly anything into China anyway. So you can retaliate all you want. Democrats talking point like Whitmer, Chuckie Schumer, all these Democrat talking heads, oh, he's going to cause inflation to go even higher because of all the products we consume from China. You're going to have to pay more for them. Well, guess what? I don't think it's going to happen. I do not think prices are going to go up hardly at all. You know why? Because China is going to eat the 10% tariff, and they will pay it to our treasury. They're not going to pass those increased tariffs onto us, the consumers. If they do it, it makes their products cost more. If made in China products cost more, well, guess what? You might start buying made in America products. So Trump's playing a very, very interesting game with the world. And one of the things he's needing to do is to get his cabinet positions confirmed through the U.S. Senate. Well, yesterday, this rhino Republican political consultant, Jeff Timmer, made quote of the day for MERS News Service. Quote, it looks like the Dems are going to get serious about halting Trump's cabinet picks just as soon as most of them are already confirmed, end quote. Why? Because they have seen the writing on the wall. The threats that were made by Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s vice president pick is putting the fear of God into not only Democrat senators, but a ton of Republicans. Susan Collins, the rhino from Maine, met with Tulsi Gabbard. Well, after a couple-hour meeting, she came out and spoke to the press and said, I'm going to be voting for Tulsi Gabbard to be the director of national intelligence advisor to Donald Trump. She had previously said that she had some problems, some issues with Tulsi Gabbard over things she had done and said, posted previously a few years ago. Eric Snowden. Well, Tulsi Gabbard called him a hero. The Washington establishment calls him a spy. They believe he should be hung by the neck for treason. Well, Susan Collins had some major problems with Tulsi Gabbard calling him a hero, giving away or exposing a lot of our intelligence that he found, that he discovered, was acting like a whistleblower. Well, they've kissed and made up. And the Democrats, they can vote against these nominees all they want. We can even have three of the rhinos, Lisa Murkowski, U.S. Senator from Alaska, Susan Collins, even Mitch McConnell voted against Pete Hegseth to be the Secretary of Defense. So what did the Republicans and Donald Trump do? He sent the Vice President, J.D. Vance, to cast the tie-breaking vote. Pete Hegseth is now the Secretary of Defense. Many others of these are going to go through. Tulsi Gabbard, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the biggest one, I don't know if you guys have been watching the hearings on this one, Kash Patel to be the new director of the FBI. Stellar choice will completely reform the FBI. Democrats' heads are exploding. They threw up so many of the things he said over the years, things he's posted on social media, podcasts that he had done, Joe Rogan and others. Man, they are just losing their minds. Looks like the Dems are going to get serious about halting Trump's cabinet picks just as soon as most of them are already confirmed. Jeff the Rhino Timmer. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one. I guess the automation system computer wants you to contact Tristan Cole and get an insurance checkup. Playing his commercials back to back. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you're interested, I love Farm Bureau. I love the fact that it's a Michigan conservative insurance company. Right here in Michigan, fighting for us for lower rates. I talked to Tristan the other day. He said they are actively trying to pursue the legislators to do something to redo, further change the auto insurance to lower car insurance here in the state of Michigan. So if you're interested in getting a quote from him, you send him your deck pages. He'll compare apples to apples, tell you what you have, what you may need, what you may need to shift some coverages, and see if he can save you guys some money. So again, text me TC if you haven't done an insurance checkup in a while, and talk with Tristan Cole. His website, Tristan Cole, TRISTON Cole, COLE.com is his website. Christian Marcus listening in, a little bit concerned about some comments about what Donald Trump said about a settlement in Gaza. Not sure what you're talking about. I didn't see it. If you want to send it to me, I'll take a look at it. Tom and Karen Curtis, prayers to Miss Vicky. We hope everything goes well today. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate that. Same with Downstate Kim. Yeah, it's been challenging, but we're getting through it. She's getting stronger every day. And last night, she's a side sleeper. She likes sleeping on her left side facing me. And last night, she was able to turn over and actually sleep on her left side. First time in probably 2 weeks. So getting better, getting back to normal. But we'll update you guys after we go to the doctor's follow-up today. One very interesting component to this insurance reform and things happening coming out of the Michigan Supreme Court. 13 insurance companies are suing the state over the auto insurance reforms that were passed back in 2019, taking effect in 2021, are asking a judge to declare several provisions of the statute cannot be applied to people injured prior to June 11th, 2019. The request essentially would expand the Michigan Supreme Court's July 2023 Andre versus USAA Casualty Insurance Company ruling, which held two sections of the fee schedule per the law could not be applied to persons injured before the law took effect. The Attorney General's office welcomed additional actions on whether the Andre ruling also extends to the statute's remaining provisions, according to a January court filing in response to the plaintiff's request. Court record does not show whether Court of Claims Judge Christopher Yates will hear oral arguments on the motion just recently filed last month. Prior to 2019 reforms, the rates of reimbursement for auto insurance expenses were limited to reasonable and customarily charged fees. But then the reforms created a fee schedule establishing a maximum amount a medical provider could receive for services, such as capping the number of attendant care hours that they'd be reimbursed. After the Andre case, many insurance companies stopped applying MCL 500.3157 to claims for those injured prior to June 11th. But the Department of Insurance and Financial Services disagreed, claiming Andre only challenged two provisions, while all the remaining provisions remained intact. The plaintiffs, led by Michigan-based Auto Owners Insurance Company, allege that the DIFS positions, as outlined, which provides guidance on payments claims as a result of that hearing, or excuse me, that court case, is contrary to the opinion, and it filed in court to get clarification. In addition to auto owners, 12 other insurance companies have sued. One of them, Farm Bureau. So they're trying to correct some of the problems that the legislators screwed up on back in 2019, which went into effect in 2021. And a lot of these people who were catastrophically injured have been getting screwed over for their care. So we'll see where this goes. We'll follow this. It is very, very interesting, the timing of it all. Just as insurance companies themselves are pushing for further reforms, 13 of them, including Farm Bureau, suing, taking it to court, trying to do the right thing for injured, catastrophically injured people. Top of the hour news break, hour number two coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau